Drupal Voices is a series of interviews with people contributing to the Drupal community. Brought to you by Drupalize Me. Become a Drupal super genius from the convenience of your own living room. Lullabot's extensive Drupal training library contains almost 200 hours of streaming video, including in-depth classes on subjects such as CCK, Views, Drupal theming, jQuery and JavaScript, Drupal performance and scalability, and new Drupal 7 specific videos being released every month. Get immediate access to the entire library when you become a member. For more information, visit drupalize.me today. Go, Drupalize yourself.
I'm Dick Olsson, aka Dickson, on Drupal.org. I work for Node 1 in Sweden. I'm based in the Gothenburg office. I do development and solution architecting, etc. at Node 1, and I enjoy it every day.
Cool. So what is this Node Stream distribution then? What does that include and who's it for?
Node Stream is a new Drupal distribution for online publishers, focusing on newspapers and magazines. It's a distribution that we built because we are very involved with the newspaper industry in Scandinavia. We have a lot of experience building newspaper sites and a lot of magazines. So we found the need to have a common base, a platform to build on. So it's basically for online publishers, newspapers and magazines.
So phase two has open publish. So how do you distinguish or separate yourself from the open publish versus Node Stream?
We tried open publish several times. It's a very solid distribution, but we found that we had a little bit of a different requirement picture for our use cases. And we chose to build our own distribution. We are using the same tools, a lot of the same modules, so we are kind of collaborating on that sort of level. So we don't see them as a competitor in any way. And some of the distinctions are that we have been focusing a lot on the workflow for editors, for instance, how they can manage the layout and like arrange articles on front page and different topics. So a lot more focus on the workflow there. Also, we have been optimizing very, very much for the performance out of the box. So that's a little bit of an advantage also, I would say. We built a quite solid caching framework on the cache actions module built by Fabian Sörqvist. At Node 1, Fabsor is called. So we have really good performance out of the box, which we find ourselves doing quite a lot for all customers all the time. So that's also one of our focus areas.
And is this on Drupal 6 or Drupal 7?
We're building on Drupal 6 at the moment. We will soon start a port over to Drupal 7. We need to do some work on the panels and C-tool stuff because we're building completely on panels, and that's not completely solid yet for Drupal 7. But we will start a Drupal 7 port when things get ready.
So what kind of other features or functionality modules do you have sort of included in there?
Of course, as I mentioned, article management, like videos, images, of course. We have polls. We are coming up with a new map feature soon, so we can do mapping and like geotagging and stuff. We have a multi-user blog, so you can host like multiple blogs on your newspaper site. Of course, comments and those regular stuff. So we have choose to like aim Node Stream more as a platform, so we haven't bundled like lots of bells and whistles in it, because we choose the platform path a little bit more. So that Node Stream is not in your way so much when you like want to target or like focus Node Stream for a certain client. So
cool. And it seems like these distributions are also kind of geared for a very specific audience. And so are there any specific user interface tweaks that you've done on the back end to kind of like help streamline their editorial workflows or other kind of like day-to-day jobs that they have to do?
Yeah, as I mentioned, the article management that we have been focusing on, we built a quite like specific user interface on that, like built on the modal frame module. So you have this overlay popping up where you can like manage the front page. So you stay at the front page, but you have the overlay, sort of like in Drupal 7, where you can drag and drop like and arrange articles and stuff. So that's one thing that we built in to make it easier for editors working with like articles and stuff.
Cool. And what are the other big selling points you see as it when you're talking to clients or here at people at DrupalCon? What are the other big points that you try to bring up?
We've been focusing very much to have as little custom code as possible. We have only one tiny custom module that takes care of some small form altering stuff. So we are building purely on configuration and common modules. So we have almost no custom solutions. So the client doesn't end up in a vendor lock-in. It's built the Drupal way all through, so to speak. And that's a major selling point because we find a lot of clients approaching us. When we sat down and looked at OpenPublish a few years ago, they had quite a few of custom modules. I know that they are much better now. They are building pure long configuration too, but our clients faced us and said that we're afraid of getting into a vendor lock-in basically because of the custom code. They want the stuff to be on Drupal.org and use common building blocks. So that's a major selling point.
And what are some of the other sort of lessons that you had in terms of using features and creating a distribution that you're going to be talking about at this at DrupalCon?
Features is a game changer in many ways. It makes it much easier to like quickly shop up your functionality and configure it and then export it. So, I mean, the workflow is really great, and we're working on quite big teams. So sharing the code base back and forth, the configuration is really good. You don't need to like throw databases back and forth. So it's been a really good experience working with like exportability and stuff. And generally, distributions offers you a quite good workflow. Like the install profile, as I said, you don't need to share databases back and forth because that quickly can become quite messy. So it's been a good experience.
And a lot of people who are doing distributions, it seems like they're at a minimum they're working with clients and being driven by what the client needs. But are there any other kind of plans that you have for making this as a service, or you know, other more formalized ways of getting service packages, or what sort of the other revenue streams that you have in mind for this?
Currently, we're only like offering it to clients in projects. We've been thinking about offering it as a service. We haven't like got into detail into that yet, but I mean, there are very interesting concepts. Acquia has their new dev cloud going on, where you can have like one-click install of distributions there, and hopefully NodeStream, we had a meeting with Acquia already, so that will be included there very soon, hopefully. It's like one-click install in their dev cloud. Obviously, that is not a like income for us, but that's not important in this case because we want to have people using it and contributing to it and stuff. So that would be very, very cool when that happens. So currently we're only working with projects and clients on it.
But is the code available somewhere?
Yeah, it's completely hosted on Drupal.org. So it's you can just check it out from or clone it now from Git. So it's completely on Drupal.org. We have an information site, NodeStream.org. where you can like read about the distribution and stuff, but all code is hosted on Drupal.org.
Cool. And finally, maybe just sort of like, what's been your tapping your finger to the pulse of what's happening with the distributions here at DrupalCon? There seems to be a lot of people working on stuff, but what's sort of your sense in things that you're looking for and learning as you're here this week?
As you said, it's like quite big of discussions around features and exportability, and currently there's a lot of discussions for Drupal 8 how to approach the exportability to make it more general and more like unified and hopefully get into core. So see, the conversation is quite much aiming on Drupal 8. The tools that we have for Drupal 6 and 7 are as good as they can be. I mean, obviously we can do some minor improvements, but I mean, the tools are there. We can't do much more about the core stuff in Drupal 7, so the focus is very much on Drupal 8, on this DrupalCon here, which is very exciting. So Drupal 8 is the main focus when it comes to the exportability and features stuff, so yeah.
Cool, well, thanks.
Thank you.